From KUAR News in Little Rock, I'm Jacob Kaufman. The Arkansas Attorney General's office is considering the wording of a campaign finance reform proposal that one group would like to get on the 2016 general election ballot. The ballot question was submitted Monday. I sat down with the chairman of Regnant Populous, Paul Spencer, at a coffee shop in Little Rock and asked him what the proposal seeks to change about elections.
As it stands right now, it has two main components to it. The first section has to do with disclosure. We saw in the last election cycle a lot of dark money coming into the state from who knows where. And it was very difficult to even attach a name to who was donating the money. So with this new measure, it's similar, actually, I should say, to something that had passed in Massachusetts and California. But this discloses the amounts and who the top donors were for a particular campaign or for a independent expenditure committee for advertising and so forth. For example, on the advertising, on the commercial, they would have to disclose the highest donors. On TV advertisement, they'd have to make it more understandable as to who the main donors are. And the second component is something that we've been working at for a good while now, and it's to instruct our congressional delegation to support an amendment to the United States Constitution that would undo a lot of the damages from the Citizens United and related rulings.
This seems to build on some of the ethics reform components that voters approved in November, at least, related to corporate campaign contributions. Did that passage in any way help bolster this effort, or has this been in the works for a long time?
This has been in the works, actually, since last spring. We had gotten to the point with our other measures and so forth, and we had gone through so many back and forths with the Attorney General's office that it just didn't seem prudent to pursue it at that time because of the amount of petitions that needed to be gathered and the money. With petition gathering, the shorter amount of time you have, the more money it costs.
All right, and let's get into that a little bit. Voters also approved some harder efforts to petition itself. What kind of effort you expect you'll need to get this on the ballot? What kind of new challenges you might face with the new law in effect?
Yes, you're referring to issue two. We're anticipating having to collect a great deal more signatures. Before, for the last election cycle, you needed something around 63,500 valid signatures. And you never really get that on the first go around. So you rely on what's called the cure period to collect the balance of the signatures. And a lot of the signatures that you end up being invalidated, they are because of a voter not knowing where they're registered or for lots of innocent reasons. There is some corruption. I mean, I will give that a nod to that being the case. We did see some corruption in 2012 with that, which was addressed according with the law. But I anticipate it to be a great deal more difficult, but not impossible.
That was Paul Spencer of the Ballot Question Committee, Regnant Populous. I spoke with him Monday afternoon before he submitted the 2016 ballot proposal on campaign finance reform to the Attorney General's office. I'm Jacob Kaufman, KUAR News.